טוב, בעזרת השם, או בואי סי. So, a person that is screaming to Hashem Yitbarach in 70 voices, Torah Lamed Vav, almost in the end of it. So from heaven, they're opening for him to see, to understand the real will of Hashem, the secrets of the Torah Kedoshah. Umolid nafshim chatin, and he creates new souls, kimolid Torah, because he brings down Torah. והתורה היא כלולה מנפשות ישראל, and the Torah is included from the souls of Am Israel. הוא מגלה הפנים של התורה, and he reveals the face of the Torah. What it means, the face? The face, this is what that you see. It means that you understand the pshat. כי עד עכשיו הייתה סתומה בקליפין, because until now, the Torah was hidden and husked. What it means? You read the first verse of the Torah, בראשית ברא אלוקים את השמיים ואת הארץ. Can someone tell me what's written in that verse? רבי שמעון בר יוחאי had to write 70 חידושים, 70 תיקונים on the first word, and it's only 70. He had a lot more to write. And it's only on the first word, and how many books you can write on the book Tikkuni HaZohar? No one can explain the book Tikkuni HaZohar. No one, even all of the Chachamim, you're going to invest all of their lives to explain only that book, they will never going to cover it. So, no one understands the pshat of the things. This is what it means, that Hashem is going to reveal the face of the Torah. It means that you're going to be able to understand the pshat. To understand what Hashem wants from you, from those verses, to understand. Because the peel is been created before of the fruit itself. ויכול הצדיק להוריש בתורתו, and the tzaddik can inherit with his Torah, שמחדש, that he brings down, נשמתין חדתין, he can hand it to new souls. New souls means בעלי תשובה, means people that didn't have a soul before, and now they have a soul. If before you were acting just like an animal, and you didn't have no will to serve Hashem and to know Hashem and to develop spiritually, just all of your life were only after lusts and desires like an animal, and suddenly one day you feel ruach acheret, different spirit inside of you that is blowing, that is reviving you, gives you life, so it means that you receive the soul. And every time that you feel that, so it means that they replaced your soul, that they gave you a different soul, that you've been upgraded. Yes? Shut. And the righteous man, he can inherit his Torah that he is bringing down to those souls. It means how much you can achieve, how much you can receive from that righteous man. This is the secret of it, kashrut, that you bond yourself to the righteous man, and he's got great abilities, and he's running, and he's flying, and he's achieving huge distance every day, every prayer, every mitzvah. And if you're attached to him strong, you tied yourself to him, so you're jumping all of those distance with him. You're developing in his speed. That it's amazing, because you don't even know how to walk, you don't even know how to crawl, you don't... don't know nothing, and suddenly you find yourself growing and developing. It all depends in the Hitkashrut, how much you connect yourself to him. And Rabbeinu said the main Hitkashrut is the love, how much you love the tzaddik, how much you love him, how much you're ready to sacrifice for him, how much you're ready to be loyal to him and never to lie to him and always to be honest. And to this is why Rabbeinu said this was the first name of Chassidei Breslev was Viduinikim, that they were confessing. That is the foundation of Breslev, that the students would come to Rabbeinu and Rabbeinu would give them those eyes, the ability to do tshuva. Like Rabbeinu said, Rak ani oseh tshuva bishvilchem. Rabbeinu gives us the opportunity to do tshuva. And without Rabbeinu we cannot do tshuva, because a prisoner cannot take himself out from prison. You cannot. You start to confess on your lust and desires, and immediately you want to drop everything and to look for that old girlfriend again. What's going on? So how are you going to do tshuva? How are you going to do tshuva? You can do tshuva on food. If you're going to smell that food again, this is it. You lost your mind. How are you going to do tshuva? On your desire for money? And if you're going to see money now, what are you going to do? So even from that conversation, you fall deep into those lust and desires. The confession itself brings you down. Start to do tshuva and confess on things that you've done in your youth, in your childhood. It's dangerous. When it's dangerous? When you're not tied. When you're jumping without a rope. But if you have a rope, and you're jumping, so you should know. Even if you're going to fall, lo yutal, you're not going to crash. Because Hashem puts His hand, because the righteous man is holding you. And Rabbeinu is bringing that, Rabbi Nathan brings it in Likutei Halachot, that the righteous man, he's taking his chassidim and bringing them down, taking them down in those pipes of contamination. And they think, they assume to themselves that they're falling, but they're tied. They don't know that nothing can happen to them. I told you that once, that I, Baruch Hashem, I was very sick a few years ago, and I was in hospital, and there was a woman that was doing healing treatments for me. She is someone that I'm familiar for long years ago, and she made tipulim for me, and she's got her spiritual abilities, she sees things, and I don't know what. And she asked me for permission if she can pray on me, she can do whatever. I told her, yes, why not? Prayers will never, no, cannot damage. And in those days when I was in hospital, so Rav Shalom told all of the yeshiva to go out to the field, and they all went out together and made it what they did for me. All of the yeshiva went all together. Look, it's a Mesirut Nefesh. You almost cannot hear on things like that. Avrech from the yeshiva. Just all of the yeshiva went all together to do hours on it, of it, what they do just for me. So it's amazing. Chesed. This is real Rechut Shel Chesed. And they all pray on me, Baruch Hashem. And she said, after it, she called me a few after I had the surgery and everything, Baruch Hashem went well. And she told me that when she was praying and she saw what that she saw, she said, I looked for you and I couldn't see you. And I saw a huge bubble of light that is covering you. And I couldn't approach, I couldn't come to pray on you. And then I looked more carefully, and she said, I saw hundreds of people, white people, holding hands and protecting you. And I realized that you've been healed, that's for sure. And I said, all right, so I'm asking also that you're going to be healthy. But I saw that I cannot help you, that you don't need my tefillot, because there are hundreds of people around you that they're all holding hands and they're already protecting you. And you're going to be healed, and you've already been healed. It's okay. So you yourself, you think, me, when I was in the hospital, I didn't see all of those prayers. You don't see the angels that are walking in front of you. You see that in the 15th of the month, you're going to have to pay. You don't know that you have a salvation in the 14th, or in the 15th in the morning. You don't see the salvation. For you, you're in the 11th, and there is nothing in front, and you don't see nothing, and the car is driving, and you see the wall, and you're about to hit the wall. You don't see that there is an angel over there, that there is no option in the world, even if you're going to speed, even if I don't know what's going to happen, you cannot crash on that wall. The wall is not there for you. For you, there is a turn over there. For you, there is an option. There is a salvation over there. You're never going to meet that wall. You will never going to crash. You don't see that. This is what it means to count on Chachamim. To count on the fact that you see yourself falling, you need to know. If you're bond to Rabbeinu, if you're connected to Rabbeinu, you're not going to crash. Rabbeinu said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not going to do that to take one of my people before of his time. And it's not only on that. In the Sipurei Maasiyot, Rabbeinu is writing a huge chidush on the princess over there. He's writing that in the Maaseh Mishev, from seven battlers, so the beggars. So Rabbeinu over there is saying that one of them, one of the righteous people, he had that ability to shoot the poison arrows and also to take them out. And this is the secret of the Tikkun HaKlali. Secret of Tikkun HaKlali, 10 chapters of Tehillim, that they are taking the poison out from the man, even if he's sinned. So Rabbi Nathan is asking on that, alright, the fact that righteous man got the ability to take out those poison arrows, I understand, very good. The righteous man, his job is to heal. Rabbeinu said, "V'ani rofe ota," and I heal her. He's got that power. But Rabbeinu also said that he's shooting those poison arrows. So why the tzaddik gonna do that? So the answer is, Rabbi Natan is answering, that when a man started to be connected to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, from that moment and on, the Yetzer Hara doesn't have permission to touch him. Just the tzaddik himself becomes to be his Yetzer Hara. The tzaddik, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he's the one that is failing you. He's the one that is pushing you down. Like Rav Shalom said in Shabbos, it's not that the damned Ishmaelim, now they're shooting those bombs and now we had miracles. Hashem saved us. Hashem, he is shooting the missiles. Hashem is doing everything. Enot milvado. There is nothing except of Hashem. When we're saying in Shmona Esrei, Slach lanu avinu ki chatanu, forgive us, Father, because we sin. It's not only words. There is an intention. And like Rav Shalom said, the intention has to be always to want to know Hashem. We just need to know Hashem. So if you say, forgive us, Father, Slach lanu avinu, on what you say, Slach lanu, forgive us, that we forget you, that we didn't have faith. On that we're asking forgiveness. Slach lanu avinu ki chatanu, that we sinned. In what we sinned, that we had lack of faith, that we didn't believe in you. Mechal lanu avinu, forgive us, again, ki pashanu, because we crimed. In which crime? Lack of faith, that we didn't recognize you, that we didn't know that it's you. Why? Ki el tov v'salachata, because you are a good God. You are forgiving. This is the truth. This is the tshuva. This is the reason that we can ask for forgiveness. Because now it's been clarified to us. You are good. We forgot that. We sin. We forgot that you are good. But the truth is that you are good. And then after you realize that and you said it with a full mouth, Ki el tov v'salach ata, now you can bless. Now your heart is happy. You realize that. Now you can bless. Baruch ata Hashem. You can bless Hashem. You have that heart, you have that courage, you have that ability. Because you admit, you made tshuva, Hashem, I'm sorry, I didn't believe you. I didn't count on you. I had my fears only on the histalkut of emunah, on the fact that the faith went from you. On that alone, the man is being punished. Rabbeinu is saying that the only reason for the exile is only lack of faith. This is the reason for all of the exile. In the moment that we're going to believe in Hashem, the exile is going to finish. This is it. On that we need to work. Only on that. To bring Hashem back into the picture. To bring back the righteous man in all of the righteous people. Back into our lives. And to connect ourselves to them. With what? With love. This is the first obligation in Kriyat Shema. Ve'ahavta. You should love. Look, this is so beautiful. What Hashem wants from you? That you're going to love Him? This is what He's telling you twice a day, begging you three times a day. Love me. This is it. I love you. Love me. First of all, we're saying, Ahavat Olam Ahavtanu. First of all, you love us in eternal love. And when you come to that understanding, now you can love Hashem. And Hashem doesn't want nothing else from you. Nothing else. Just that you're going to love Him. It's so beautiful. It's so amazing. After it, it's going to be the result. After that, you're going to love Hashem. All of the things are going to come. If you're going to listen, I'm going to give you, and I'm going to, you're going to receive, and you're going to have, and all of. And then also you can go to the next step of the obligations of the mitzvot. But first of all of the mitzvot depends in faith, in love. Simple, because you cannot believe in Hashem if you still, this is why the name of hell is Sheol. Sheol, it's one of the names of hell. Why Sheol? Sheol! That a person got questions, that is Sheol Sheolot, he's questioning on Hashem, it's hell. He lives in hell, this is hell. That you have questions on Hashem. Why Hashem is not listening to my prayers, why Hashem is doing this, why Hashem is doing, it's hell. You're in hell now. So Rabbeinu said that this world looks like hell. He said, this world we never found. It's not exist. Olam hazeh, that people want this world. That he said, we didn't found. Even the richest people, the most successful people, they have troubles, they have sorrow, they have grief, you say? Mm-hmm. They're suffering. And the world to come, heaven, we believe that exists. And hell looks like that it's here. This is what Rabbeinu said. Looks like it's here. This world does not exist. The world to come, we believe that it's going to come. And hell, probably it's here. This is what we're going through. What's happening in hell? Been purified. The man has been purified. And you see that you're suffering, and you see that it's hard for you, so you've been purified. That it kashrut to the righteous people, that bonding to the righteous people, it's an elevator. It brings you to places that you yourself cannot reach. And Rabbeinu is bringing that also in Sipurei Maasiyot, with the man of the forest over there, that those, the Ben Shifcha or Ben Melech Shenitchalfu, the son of the slave and the son of the king that's been switched, and the walking together in the forest after the man of the forest, that is the righteous man, and he's taking them to his house, and suddenly they see the house is in the air. And they're saying to themselves, how are we going to reach them? So he's taking them. He's taking them to that place. All of things of Kedusha, all achievements, spiritual achievements, if you're going to just look with point of truth in your heart, you're going to realize that you cannot achieve them. How can you achieve them? You're a prisoner. You're not stuck in your lust, in your stupid lusts and desires, and there is no chance. Ilmalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro, Eino Yachol. If Hashem will not going to help you, you're not going to make it. No matter what you're going to do. Because you can scream and scream and scream, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can say, even if you're going to scream all night, I'm not listening to you. What are you going to do now? Hashem can say that. Hashem can decide. Here, Balak, he wanted to curse. And Hashem didn't listen. He changed the nature. Hashem can do whatever he wants. If you pray on something that Hashem knows that it's not good for you, Hashem will not going to answer, even if you're going to spend all of your life on that. Hashem is not working for you. Hashem wants to help you. Hashem wants you to grow. Hashem wants you to succeed. Hashem wants you to achieve real things in Avodat Hashem, not the nonsense that we're looking for. Hashem wants us to come to reach the purpose, the tachlit, to be good, to know Hashem, to know that it's all good. For that, you need to go through a certain path. Everyone. But you don't know the way, and you don't recognize the way, so immediately you fall to all of those fears and anxieties, that lack of confidence. In the moment that Am Yisrael are questioning on Hashem Yitbarach, if Hashem is with us or not, Vayavo Amalek, immediately. Immediately, those doubts are just jumping more and more. You just need to ask it once, and this is it. Now you're full with doubts. The only way to be saved by that is to what? How we conquered, how we won finally in the war of Amalek? By Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu is going to Yoshua Ben-Nun and tells him, Yoshua, listen, wake up early in the morning, check who from the nation, from the people, they receive the man close to the houses. Means who from the people have confidence in Hashem. Because we know that the righteous people that had confidence in Hashem, the man land came down close to their entrance to the houses. They were not going to have to suffer. You see righteous people, they're managing. And you see people outside that are far from Kedusha. 24 hours a day is not enough for them to find their parnasah. And they have to go out of the camp, and they need to go to look for the parnasah abroad, in other places, and they cannot find the money. Hashem is giving the money. And then Yeshua is finding those righteous people, and they are his soldiers, and they're going down. And when Moshe Rabbeinu is praying, so Yeshua ben Nun and those righteous people can fight. And they're winning. And they're winning for who? For us, that we're sitting in the camp, that we're behind. So you see that Hashem is doing all of the war for you. Hashem ilachem lachem v'atem tacharishut. Hashem is fighting, using the righteous people, putting them in front, putting them in the battlefield, and they're fighting, and Moshe is standing on the mountain and praying and praying, and when he needs help, so he's got Aaron v'chu, huge righteous people with him, supports him, praying on him that he's going to succeed, and this is it, and you, what you need to do? Just not to question on Hashem. Just to keep on praying. And why it's written Le'enei Kol Israel, in front of the eyes of all of Am Israel? Rav Shalom said, why it had to be in front of all of Am Israel? That Am Israel gonna see that when they're strengthening themselves, so the righteous man got powers. And when they're falling in the wisdom and they don't believe, so also he becomes too weak, to be weak. He's got the Chalishut Adat, he's falling. This is why I'm trying all of the time to give compliments, to tell stories to Rav Shalom, to strengthen him. That he's going to believe in himself.
Even he that he believes in himself, and he's a chidush in that. I never saw someone that believes in himself so much like him. And he sees it, but still, you see that he's falling, you see that he's got down, you see that he's got such a sensitive heart that every time he hears about the trouble of Am Yisrael, something he's crushing. Mamash, you can see him, Chas Shalom, crying hours a day. He's always broken. You see that sweet person all day long, you can see him broken. You can see Mamash, a wreck. You cannot recognize him. And he's dragging power, scratching powers from the wall, from the ground, from the floor, looking for good points to strengthen himself. I told you a few weeks ago, I came to him and he told me, all morning I'm trying to remember good points to revive myself. And then at 12 he came and gave a shiur that was a blast. It was amazing. Because he's really working hard to find good points, and every good point he's taking it and working with it. Moshe Tzarfati said once that he had a very dangerous car accident, and he had a clinical death, something wild like that. And he said that while he was lying down in the field over there, he saw a lot of souls of righteous people. Few of them he recognized, few of them he didn't recognize. And in a certain time he asked, where is my rabbi? Where is Rav Shalom? Because he saw other righteous people, but he wanted a Rav. And he asked, where is a Rav? And they took him, mamash, from heaven to see behind a certain mountain that was there. He saw a Rav standing and praying. And he saw smoke, Amud, pillar, yourself, of yes. Smoke, mm-hmm. That is rising, like in Beit HaMikdash, straight. So and mountains of ashes under, and he didn't understand what he sees. He sees a Rav standing and praying, and he sees those mountains of ashes and that instant smoke is rising straight up, and he asked, "What a Rav is doing? What's that?" So they told him, he's making from the sins of Am Yisrael incense, ktoret. How can you do that? When you're judging someone in a positive way to kaf zchut, al yedei zeh ata machziro b'tshuva. By that, you help him to do tshuva. You look at someone and you understand him. You understand that he's got a yetzer hara. This is it. You cannot justify the sin itself. The sin is contaminated. It's bad. It's not good to sin. There is no excuse for the sin. You're not judging the sin in a positive way, like Avshut. You judge the person. You realize he's got the Yetzer Hara. You're dividing between the soul to the Yetzer Hara, to the body. Like we said yesterday, you're looking for the good. And when you see the good, you see the Neshama, and you understand that that soul is just a prisoner. He's just in prison now. And if it's in prison, so she sinned. What she can do? What's going to do the kid and will not going to sit? If you put him somewhere like that, so filthy, so contaminated, what do you want from him? How you want him not to sin? How you want him not to fall? So when you come like that, approach like that to Hashem Yitbarach, and you explain to Hashem, you tell Ribono Shel Olam, what do you want from that poor guy? What do you want? You gave him that Yetzer Hara. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing tshuva for that person. The righteous people are doing tshuva for that person. And then that person is rising to a place that does not belong to him at all. By who? By those righteous people. This is why when you're attaching yourself to the righteous people, you've been blessed by them. This is why it's written, Tov la tzadik v'tov lishcheno. It's good to the righteous man and also to his neighbor. What's the connection between to his neighbor? He just lives over there in that area. But it's also good for him. He's been blessed. Because when the rabbi is praying, when the righteous people are praying, they're praying on them, on their families, they're praying on their community, on all of Am Yisrael. So on the faces that they see in the streets, on the faces that they see in the yeshiva. Rav Shalom told me once that it's good for the person to work every day from before sunrise until after sunset to find parnassah, to rent or to buy, to live close to the yeshiva, even if he's not coming to the yeshiva. even if you're not coming to the yeshiva in the end, just you bought a house or you rent a house close to the yeshiva, it's worth it. It's good for you. Even if you're not coming to the yeshiva, say what? What are you doing? What are you talking about? I'm not coming to the yeshiva. Yes, but you've been blessed. And Rabbeinu is comparing that to a tree. That there are animals that are coming and they're enjoying the fruits. And there are ones that are coming and enjoying the shade. And there are ones that hide behind the trunk. And whatever, they enjoy from the tree. But there are ones that are receiving from that tree without even being aware to the fact that there is a tree. Because the tree is very wide and is spreading his branches. And there are roots that are going, and there are branches, and the fruits are falling even to the distance. And other animals are enjoying from the certain harmony that that tree is creating, even without being connected to the tree itself. You have good neighbors now in that neighborhood. You have other people that are doing tshuva. They're coming to the yeshiva. So now in your Bet Knesset, there is someone also that brings that light of Arab. And you will not go understand it. You just went to the mikveh, you dipped in that mikveh. 1 minute before, in that mikveh, dipped someone that received special thing from Arab. You don't know how much you enjoy from that. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender once was in the mikveh. He dipped in the mikveh. When he went out from the mikveh, he started to run. They asked him, why are you running? He said, the person that dipped before of me, he had a complete tikkun abrit. It was Chacham Menachem Menashe. He didn't know him. Just when he dipped in the mikveh, he realized that the person that dipped before of him had a total tikkun abrit. He went out fast to find that person. It was Chacham Menachem Menashe. That he was one, and also in a certain time he was the first one in the Lamed Vav. He was the road that the Ahavat Chaim, the book, amazing book for Shabbos, amazing book called Ahavat Chaim, amazing midrashim stories he's bringing over the book Ahavat Chaim, amazing stories, amazing righteous man, Chacham Menachem Menashe. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender went into the mikveh. He felt in the water that something is wrong, that something is pure, that the water are not the same. I remember once I went deep in the mikveh of Rav Kook, Rav Dov Kook in Tveria. I went into the water, I'm telling you, I couldn't go out. I could not go out from the mikveh. I dipped again and again and again, and in a certain time I told myself, look, they handcuff you, you need to go. But I could not. Over 15 minutes I was in the mikveh and dipping again and again, and every time that I'm taking my head out, I have to go back in. I felt it. Rav Elchanan was with me in the second time that I went. He came with me and another person from the yeshiva and another person. We were four. Two of us were married and one was the bachelor, was Ravak. Rav Elchanan, we honored him, we let him dip first. He went after 2 minutes from the mikveh. He said, from the holiness of the mikveh, I couldn't stand the water. This is what he said. It was in a different time. He said, because of the purity, he said, I couldn't complete. He's got certain intentions, kavanot, that he's aiming, that he's thinking every time that he's dipping. He said, I couldn't complete my kavanot because of the purity of the water. He couldn't. He went out, he said to that bachelor guy, he told him, listen, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I'm telling you, don't enter, don't dip. It's going to damage you. It's too strong. For me and for the other one, he said, do whatever you want, you're married, it's okay. Do whatever you want. For me, it was too much. For you, I suggest you not to dip. All of us, we dipped, finally, Baruch Hashem, life is good. But to understand the purity of righteous people, you connect yourself to righteous people, you can receive from them things that if you're going to serve Hashem for thousands of years, you're not going to achieve them by yourselves. You're not going to achieve it, no matter what. This is why you have thousands that are working on something, and you have only one that becomes to be a champion, that he achieved. Only the righteous people, they're individuals. The Gemara is saying not less than 36 in a generation. You know, it's not an amount. It's not 1%. The real righteous people, that they can see the Shekhinah every day. Rav Aaron Stern, the son of Ravi David Chaim Stern, told me, you know your rabbi sees the Shekhinah every day, accept the face of Shekhinah every day. This is not something simple. You can look at your neighbor, the Shekhinah, maybe every day, once a day. Hopefully only once a day. Not the Shekhinah, the Shekhinah. Righteous people are holding in places, and now he's blessing you. You think, oh no, I couldn't. When you only came to Arab, you just came to talk to Arab, you already been blessed. He told me that once also, so many salvations the person achieved when he's coming to the righteous man, even before he even shared with him what he needed. You already been blessed. You just came. This is it. It's enough. You don't know. You just came, you've been answered. Just the fact that you came, even you came and you knocked. One person came to visit to see the Admor Mibiala, and he was waiting over 3 hours outside to enter. Someone came in and told him, Arav, that guy is standing for over 3 hours. He told him, the Amtana, it's the Matana. The waiting is the gift. The fact that he's waiting, this is his salvation. You wait outside, you don't know what the salvations that you receive. Even if you feel you haven't been answered, you don't know. You can never imagine. Rabbeinu is saying that to see the face of the righteous man, it's higher than to give him charity. It's higher than to talk to him. It's higher than to learn Torah from him. To see his face. Rabbeinu, when he was a kid, he saw the face of Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Mipolna'a, one of the students, the main students of Baal Shem Tov. He said that he was cherished those moments and he was machzik tova, he was gratitude to the righteous man that took him for all of his life, because to see the face of that righteous man was a good thing for him that helped him for all of his life. One time you saw his face, one time you were a kid, you saw him, you received bracha from that rabbi, from that righteous man, you saw his face once. Thank you. Be good, Hamudim Shelley, be good.